Okay, welcome to Young Disciples Podcast. This is our very first podcast, and we'd like to welcome everyone. And ngayong araw na ito, we're privileged to have our speaker from last week, Pastor Kenneth Mata.
Hello, everyone.
And this podcast, in our very first episode, ang pag-usapan natin ngayon ay yung anong pinitch ni Pastor last Saturday, okay, in our Young Disciples Fellowship. And before that, gusto na namin invite kayo sa aming Young Disciples Fellowship, which is every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Nung meron doon, we have worship, we have many things, we have activities, and we have most especially the preaching of the Word of God. And kung nakita niyo yung ating Facebook post, yung isang pre-niche doon, yun yung pinost doon, isang keynote natin sa ating pastor. And yun yung isang yun yung pinag-usapan namin last week. And we hope na makasali kayo. You can join us in our Young Disciples Fellowship every Saturday. Okay, next week we will have a new exciting topic na naman ulit. Okay, but today we will be talking about kung ano yung mga napag-usapan sa ating Young Disciples. Okay, so first, gusto mo na introduce si Pastor Kenneth Mata. Kung introduce mo muna po ang inyong sarili sa lahat sa Young Disciples natin.
Hello sa lahat ng mga Young Disciples. Si Pastor Kenito. Okay, if you don't know me, maybe it's how happened na napanood nyo ito. I'm a pastor for about 15 years, 8 years of sa Carmen, Cagayan, and 7 years of Vietnam. And it was a very wonderful journey. So I want to share to you some of my thoughts, experience, and also the things I've learned.
Okay. Also, ang Young Disciples pala, if you don't know, is under Victory Chapel Christian Center. Okay? This Victory Chapel Christian Center is all over Mindanao. But, hindi lang to siya sa Mindanao, but it's also, you can also find us sa Visayas and also Luzon, but with different names. Okay? But all in all, we're under CFM, Christian Fellowship Ministries. Okay, so let's move on sa napag-usapan natin last week, this Saturday. Yung nasa post, yung very first post na nilagay natin sa Facebook, actually, meron tayong around 40 shares na sa Facebook. Yun yung actual pinakamaraming shares natin sa mga na-post natin. And if you don't know yet, you can find us on Facebook, also on YouTube. Soon, our podcast will be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Okay, so first thing, sinabi dito Pastor Ken, success is knowing God's purpose, why He created you, and accomplishing it. Okay, pwede mo explain ano yung meaning nun?
Yes, okay. So picture with me na ang Diyos ay siya ang lumikha ng lahat. But now, because of sin and everything, every plan He did was destroyed by sin. Now He's creating a new thing through the Lord Jesus Christ. So nung pumunta si Jesus Christ, He said, He's gonna build the kingdom of God. So a kingdom ng Panginoon, and si Jesus Christ is the King, but there are many parts, many people involved to build the kingdom of God, which is a forever kingdom. Hindi lang ngayon, He needs people. So every person na pinanganak, pagkatapos niligtas, bawat isa sa atin may bahagi sa karya ng Diyos. So ibig sabihin, hindi ka lang pinanganak na parang ano, gusto mo lang mabuhay pag tumanda, no, pagkatapos mamatay. No, you have a very crucial part in the building the kingdom of God. And it's important na kailangan malamin natin yun. Yung tinatawag natin purpose natin. So, ang nakakaalam lang nun, of course, ang lumikha sa atin, ang Panginoon. So, in a small scale, isipin natin may merong architect na gagawa ng bahay. Para gawin ng bahay, no, kailangan ng different people, different skills na para magawa ito. So, most probably siguro ikaw yung tubero o ikaw yung carpintero, ikaw yung nagbimix ng ano. So, every part niyan is crucial in building the house. And in a bigger sense, it's the kingdom of God.
Okay. Meron ka din sabi doon sa part na yun na nung Saturday, sabi mo na the world has its own definition of success.
Yes.
Pero mo explain ano yung ibig yes. sabihin nandun?
Yes. So, I believe we understand this pero hindi natin namalaya na we have a distorted idea of success. If you look at Google, you type about who are the successful people, they're always point out on people who are rich or famous, somebody na may name. But actually, if you look at their life, they're not really that successful. They have a broken marriage. They have a terrible children. Maybe they're just known for one thing because they become very rich. But to be rich and to be successful are not equal. I'm not against being rich, you know. But to be rich is another thing. Because if you are rich, the question is, were you able to fulfill your call to be a rich person? To be a rich person is not just receiving. You have a purpose, okay? Kung bakit ka binigyan ng Diyos niyan, no? So that's how the world looks at it.
Okay. Tapos isang quote na list down ng one of the young disciples, sabi dito, "The only one who can define success is the Creator. Every successful invention was defined by the inventor's intentions." Pwede mo i-elaborate ano yung
yes. So this is about defining paano mo nalaman naging successful ka. For example, let's talk about cell phone. Nung gawin ng cell phone, ang pinaka-aim talaga nun is to communicate, to connect a person from different places. You may have a cell phone, but if it doesn't have a Wi-Fi or doesn't have a load, you cannot call and it looks like a cell phone, but it lost its purpose, right? So it's not successful. It's not a successful cell phone. To have a successful cell phone is, of course, kaya niyang mag-send a message. How to do that? So there should be a connection. So yung inventor, in-invent it that way. So alam niya na yung phone is successful because it was able to connect, you know, to people you love or to people you want to communicate with. So the same with us. When God created us, only God can tell if you're successful or not because it is His purpose na nilagay niya sa buhay mo ang magde-define nun. Kung hindi mo ma-fulfill yun, then kahit pa na naging sikat ka, nagkaroon ka maraming pera, nalibot mo ang buong mundo, ang tanong, were you able to fulfill what the purpose God has placed in your life? So success is defined the fulfillment of your the purpose God, why God created you.
Na remember ko yung ano yung preaching na yung illustration sa isang preaching sabi doon na may isang family na isang lalaki nagadrive sa sasakyan niya tapos nasiraan siya ng sasakyan niya. Tapos hindi niya alam paano ayusin. Tapos bigla lang may nagdaan na magandang sasakyan. Tapos may yes. nagbaba na sikat na parang mayaman na lalaki. Tapos ang ginawa niya may parang inayos na siya. Tapos pagpaandar nung lalaki sa sasakyan niya, nag-andar. Tapos sabi nung guy, sabi niya, "How much will I pay you? How did you know all of this? Mayaman ka na tao. Pero nahiminto ka para lang ayusin yung sasakyan ko. Magkano bang kailangan ko ibayad sa'yo?" Sabi niya, "You don't have to pay me anything." Sabi nung mayaman na tao, sabi niya, "I'm Henry Ford." Sabi niya, "I'm the creator of this car. And it pains me and it hurts me to see my creation not fulfilling its purpose.
Yes.
So yun yung na nung narinig yung preaching mo, yun yung pinaka-first thing nalagay sa isip ko, na parang sinabi na we're doing many things in the world, pero at the end, ginagawa ba natin yung purpose na gusto ng Panginoon sa atin?
Yes.
And it pains God if we do things not according to His purpose, kasi hindi, parang tayong sila nasasakyan. We're supposed to be driving people, we're supposed to be bring people from one place to another, pero hindi natin ginagawa yung purpose natin. So ang nangyayari, yung gumawa sa atin, nasasaktan siya lalo, kasi yung purpose na dapat para sa atin, hindi nangyayari. Yes. So yun yung naiintindihan ko doon.
Yes. And that's why fulfilling your purpose is the fullness of joy. Doon mo ma-experience, pag nagawa mo yung purpose mo, may saya. Kasi hindi lang yung saya mo eh. Ang saya ng gumawa sa'yo, mararamdaman mo rin.
Okay. So, next na gusto ko i-ask, ano po yung, ano nyo, Pastor? Ano yung inspiration or idea? Saan mo nakuha yung idea why you were able to make this a message or sermon?
So, I believe it started when I was a young disciple. I heard about the thought of purpose and calling. Then I read books, and now I had a chance to translate the book of John Bevere. And doon, nagkaroon ng parang medyo nadagdagan, na kompleto. Hindi naman siguro kompleto na, pero the more I understand na about success and purpose and how to discover your purpose, and yung palang pinaka-join natin, no? So nabubuo lahat yon when you meditate on the Word of God, because lahat ng tinuro, lahat ng preach, lahat ng nasa book ay galing sa salita ng Diyos. Pero yung salita ng Diyos, sometimes it's too deep for us, a certain level ng faith natin. Pero when you read a book or hear some a pastor who is more mature than you, nagkakaroon ng chance to see deeper, no? And when you meditate, especially in your time of prayer, doon ka nagkakaroon ng revelation. Kaya it will become your natural sharing. Though, of course, you take notes, pero nandiyan na sa puso mo. That's how I learned. No?
Yeah. Also pala, if you don't know, Pastor Ken is the official translator of, if you don't know, John Bevere. Okay, he has many books, and Pastor Ken is one of the official translators in the Cebuan or Visayan language, the Visaya language. And if you don't know yet, meron silang hindi to sponsored, but they have their own app, Messenger X ang pangalan. If you want to download it, nandoon lahat ng books, and you can also listen audiobooks. It has the English, Tagalog, it also has the Visaya language, and you can learn and get many things from it actually. So you can download it and check it out, okay? Also, so next na gusto kong i-ask is, how were you able to find the purpose God wanted you to be?
Okay, so this is already a advanced parang silip sa aking share next, YD, okay? So, by the way, YD is every Saturday at Victory Chapel at Lopez Highness Street in Davao City. Okay, so 3 p.m. So on the next meeting, not really on this Saturday, but in the next meeting, that I'll be sharing more, much deeper on this. Okay, so to know, nalaman ko, this is my personal experience. Of course, when I got saved way back 1990, October 20. 1990, I was 20 years old. I have a Christian background on my religion, but not really in the Bible. So I know nothing about God's plan, purpose in my life. One thing I know is I'm empty, I need God. But as I continue serving the Lord and, putting myself in a church with a vision, and then aligning my heart to the Word of God, teaching myself to be submissive to the pastor placed above me, and committing myself in certain little ministries, ang dalawang ministry po yung pinaka main na involve ako. First is the ministry inside the church. Sumali ako ng choir, you know, naging backup singer ako hanggang naging song leader ako. So that was ministering. I was ministering to the body of Christ. And pangalawa naman is yung na-involve ako sa reaching out sa mga taong hindi nakakilala sa Diyos. Nag-outreach kami, may mga Bible study, naging Bible study leader ako, naging outreach leader ako. So as I get involved on those, I grew up. No, I grew up in the Lord. Then nagkakaroon ako ng parabang sabi ko, I want more. Parang kulang pa to. Like, sa church po, naging song leader ako, choir director. Pagkatapos, ako yung nagpe-prepare ng songs, naging counsel ako, and naging Bible study leader, outreach leader, naging nakasali pa ako ng City Night Live concert director. So, halos lahat na ng ministry na involved na ako. And still, I say, in my heart, hindi ako napuno, hindi parabang ang dami ko nang ginagawa. Ang sabi ko, hindi pa ito. So, doon ko na-discover, I was called to be a pastor. And every time I see a person get saved, hindi ako nakontento doon. I want them to fulfill their own calling. Kaya, I spend time reaching out, making friends, building them up, until nakikita ko yung mga tao na nasa-save, na naabot nila yung calling nila. So, when I become a pastor in Carmen, I saw young men, wasak ang buhay, walang direction, they get saved and they get discipled and they listen to me, I teach them, now they're pastors, no? So there's, sabi ko, yan ang gusto ko, no? Parang this is more than earning money. So maybe I'm not called to be a businessman, but I believe, I was called to do that, no? To help somebody. And the Bible says it's making disciples. So I nakita ko, ito ang part ko sa karya ng Diyos. In building the kingdom of God is to make disciples. And makita ko, pag naabot nila yung call nila, ang saya-saya ko, no? I don't care if they become better than me, because it's not a competition at all. We're all serving one King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Man. Oh, so parang yung sinasabi mo, parang siyang may steps, no?
Yes.
Like, you need to involve yourself self in, like, in little things first, and then you grow from there until to the point na God just shows you,
yes,
and reveals to you your purpose.
Yes.
So hindi lang siya sa hindi lang lahat nagiging pastor. So may are called to be like pillars of the church,
yes,
or become like a businessman.
Yes.
So
yeah.
So sa point of view ng mga ganun, how can you explain, how can they, you know, find their purpose on,
okay, that? So when talking about reaching out to the lost, actually the Bible speak, how can they go unless somebody sends them? Okay. So when you say send, it's not only somebody financing them, but there are people supporting them in prayer. There are people supporting them in technical ideas. You know, there are people supporting them in advertising, in, you know, making little things na pag sinasama-sama mo, nagiging makapangyarihan na gawain. It's a movement. The Kingdom of God is a great movement. One example, we have a brother in the church. He's not a pastor, but I highly respect him, because he takes care of the finances of the church. He's an auditor. Pero on the other side, hindi siya nakontento doon. No, you don't see him preach, but he wants to do a lot of things. Siya ang nagde-decorate ng church. Siya ang pinag-aralan din niya mag-video edit. Siya nagpo-post din sa ano natin, sa mga Bible studies na sa internet. Why is he doing that? There's no list na you should do this, you should do that. No, as he grows in the Lord, he finds his calling ito. Pero hindi siya lumalabas. Nandiyan lang siya sa loob ng church. But itong taon ito, linked sa lahat ng churches, sa buong daughter churches, buong Mindanao, because this is the daughter churches of the Davao, Mindanao Church, the mother church. So, without that person, kami will be at a loss, you know. Ang pastor si Pastor Frank will be worried about the finances of the church, but with him there, there's peace. Mm. No, so there are people, different people there, merong naglilinis lang sa church, pero they're not continuing, just mopping, you know. They grew from there, you know. So merong mga iba naman in music, you know. You don't just play music. There are people, they say, we can do better than this. We can make our own songs, no? So, ibig sabihin, may mga tao na...
Sige, sulod lang dahil. I-cut na lang. Sulod lang dahil.
Oh, si Faye mo dahil ni. Kaya kung tambok mo itong babae ni sulod, ikaw mo dahil. Nag-reflect mo. Sulod dahil so, kay mami. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So there are different people. Just a little thought about people in business. I've seen people na bigyan mo sila ng konting pera, they can make it, they can let it grow, no? Let's not be confused that the kingdom of God has many parts. It's the body. It's like the body of Christ. Different parts. So, hindi pwede lahat bunga nga. I would say, preaching is the mouth. You know? Not everyone has a mouth. There are people who is the hand. There are people who are the eyes. There are people who are the ears. So, each person, we need to function well. If you are the one hearing, maybe you're the one praying. No? You're hearing from God. Maybe you're a prophet. You have insight. Or you have you're hearing. You need to hear well.
Hmm.
No? Hindi pabingi-bingi ka. No? If you're the one, the eyes, you should see clear. 20-20 vision. You know? When you're the hand, you know, you'll be strong enough to do heavy things. No? Maybe you're the feet. So, iba-ibang yung calling natin. No? Huwag tayong maingit sa isa. Pero, maraming hindi nakakaintindi na may calling ang bawat isa.
Man.
Okay? And the one that is not seen, sabi nila, tulad ng kidney, yung mga stomach, yung ating stomach, you know, yung ating intestines, yung mga, importante yun kaysa ibang bagay. Pwede ka maputulan ng kamay, buhay ka pa rin. Pero pag natanggal na yung intestine mo, pag lumabas na yan, patay ka na. No? Nobody survives that way. So, ibig sabihin, you might not be seen, but you are very important. Tulad ng brother na sinabi ko, no? You cannot see him. If nobody acknowledge him, nobody knows he's doing the thing.
Hmm.
But, tanggalin mo siya, lahat kami apektado. Yeah. No?
Man. It also reminds me of, ano ngayon? So, po yung papunta ko dito, nakinig ko ng preaching, nasabi din doon na if you want to find God's purpose in your life, you need to first allow God to use you. And He cannot use you if yung vessel na binibigay mo sa Panginoon madumi.
Yes.
So, you need to be a clean vessel for God, exactly. For the oil to flow through you. So, yun yung isang bagay na naintindihan ko din na for us to know our purpose, for us to grow more, we need to let God use us. And for God to use us, we need to be clean vessels in front of Him, meaning we need to be pure. And we cannot be pure by just ourselves. We need the help. We need all the help from God because He's the only one who can clean us and He can, help us. So,
yeah. I think that would be my third thought when we'll be sharing. Because, ganito yan, no? When we get saved, we were forgiven, but we are not yet sanctified. Okay? And we are not yet anointed. Ibig sabihin, when you get saved, ang character mo, meron ka pa rin flaws. Yung mind mo, carnal pa rin. So when you grow, you need to allow God to sanctify you. That's why doon sa discipleship, kung may pastor ka, you need to learn to obey. Kasi obedience is very hard at the beginning because you don't appreciate the result. Pero pag nakita mo na when you become obedient, God honors obedience, and you will see favor, open doors, you will see people respects you, and God elevates you and say, I want to be obedient, you know. So maraming hindi nakakaabot yan because at the beginning, parang nagre-resist na sila. Because when you say obedient, you don't obey at good times. You should be obey 100% good times, bad times, you feel good about it, you feel bad about it. Kailangan obey ka. That is total obedience, no? Yeah. So don't panoform yung character mo. Pero pagdating ng ano, when times of calling, alam niyo po, when you say you have a purpose, ibig sabihin, to fulfill your purpose, you need to have a tool. Ano yung tool mo? Ito yung tawag na giftings. Giftings are spiritual skills, could be physical skills, given at birth or given as a certain time, a certain period. Pag nandiyan na sa'yo yan, gagamitin mo para ma-fulfill your purpose. How could you fulfill your purpose if you don't have, for example, me as a pastor, When I started, I don't know how to speak. I don't have a language. I would say, I'm not a Tagalog. I'm not a Cebuano. I don't speak well in anything. But when the giftings was given to me, because I was called to be a pastor, I was able to fulfill my call because the giftings, nagpa-function na siya. Pero ang anointing kailang darating, darating lang yan siya kung yung giftings mo, ipapasanctify mo by consecrating yourself, offering yourself as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Pag na-consecrate na yung giftings mo, and God's anointing will come. No? That's why it's important to have a right heart all the time. But to have a right heart all the time, it's not only you repent on Sunday so we have a right heart on Monday. No, it's a growth.
Yeah.
To learn from the saved ka, i-sanctify ka, disiplina ka, nagkaroon ka ng giftings, pagkatapos anointed ka. It's a process.
Yeah.
No? Kasabay yan ng ano, lahat ng fulfillment mo sa karya ng Diyos.
Yeah. That's why we also, kaya din pala natin, in-encourage yung mga pastors natin, every day we need to, you know, come to the church, or at least have a separate time with God to just build your relationship with Him. Kasi everyone just thinks na biglaan lang yung dumadating because especially now we're living in a generation na gusto nila instant agad lahat. But it's not like that. You need to, you know, learn and grow your relationship with God. And the more malaki yung relationship mo sa Panginoon, the more din na-discover mo yung ano, bagay na bagay. Like, yun yung sinishare ko parati dati nandun tayo sa Vietnam na yung first time mo nakilala isang tao, may mga first impressions ka. But the more you know the person, mas nakikilala mo siya ng maigi, mas marami ka natutunan sa kanya and with your relationship. The same thing with my wife, na the first time na nakilala ko siya, it's not the same as how I see her now. And it's the same thing with our relationship with God, na kung ano yung nakilala mo sa Panginoon dati, tapos ganun lang pa rin pala ang pagkakilala mo sa Panginoon ngayon, that means your relationship with God is not growing.
Yes.
So, that's why prayer is very important and for us to be able to, you know, discover the purpose of God and many things in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about that, when you mentioned about growing and knowing the Lord at saka yung instant. Yes, alam niyo po, dahil sa internet, we are very impatient and things to like listening to us. You know, madali tayo nabobore. But because we thought na we can have it quickly, no? But listen to this. You know, when you have 1 minute with the Lord, it can change even your whole year in an instant.
Yeah.
But if you don't have time for the Lord, kaya gusto mo everything quick, you may spend 10 years and still not accomplish anything. So, actually, if you want instant, spend time with the Lord, because when God moves, you know, you can accomplish so much in so little time.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to invest time with God, because, you know, actually, nandun ang key. We can read it in the Bible. Everything in the Bible is true. It's not a, like, you know, it's like a parabang, ano lang siya. It's an illustration about something. You know, it's true. It's in real life, you know. Kaya, you will only know that when, ito pa, when God invited Abraham, leave your country and I will send, I will go to a place where I will tell you. He didn't say where it was. Sinabi niya lang na sasabihin ko kung saan yan. Why? Because God only reveals what you need to know when you go. It's just like a lamp. Thy word is a lamp to my feet.
Hmm.
When there's a lamp, anong ilaw niyan? Yung sa paanan mo lang. Para hindi ko maglakad, yan lang talagang alam mo.
Man.
But you start walking and walking, you know, yung light na nagsished doon naman sa unahan, doon na naman, nagkakaroon ka ng revelation.
Yeah.
Ganon din, no? When you spend time with the Lord, you know, the things you do not know, you start to know.
Hmm.
And when you obey, you know, you grow. And you say, ah, ganon pala yun. So, you start walking, obeying, and start, things are being revealed and revealed same buhay. Sa atin kasi, gusto natin, in an instant, makikuha natin. But remember this, your brain is too little to what God can want to tell you.
Man.
So you need a spiritual brain. So the spiritual walk with God, that your spiritual brain, you know, as you grow in the Lord, nagkakaroon ka ng knowledge na hindi kaya ng brain mo, but magkakaroon ka ng experience with God. So like me, what I'm telling you right now is not everything in my brain na inisip ko, interview ako ngayon, I have to tell this. No, this is spontaneous because this is in my spirit, you know. So I have a bigger brain, a spiritual brain.
Yeah.
You can have a spiritual bigger brain, and yan is God. The Bible says God placed eternity in our hearts because we are eternal souls, you know. So yung ating dinisign tayo ng Panginoon, makilala siya ng lubusan as we go along. Pero hindi kaya ng brain mo yan.
Hmm.
Hindi kaya ng sarili mong ability.
Yeah.
It was spiritual walk relationship with God.
Man. Okay, so we've hit the 13-minute mark na, and we really thank you sa lahat na nakinig, and I hope that you'll be listening to our future podcast. This is only the first episode. And I hope you've learned many things. We want to continue this, but we don't want to make it very long. So maybe next time we'll do another one, and it will be even more interesting. And also, final thoughts, Pastor.
Okay, final thoughts. Okay. Always remember, you have a purpose, and fulfilling that will be your real full joy to my experience.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless. We'd like to invite everyone to check our podcast in our platforms, so YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and we also have our Facebook page, and we'll be posting some clips on our Facebook page, and the full podcast will be on our podcast apps like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the full video will be posted on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that you can join us again next time. God bless.
God bless you.